A long time ago, in a radio studio far, far away, in Durham, New Hampshire, in 1975, a DJ walked into a studio and started a show that would morph into seldom heard radio, music and culture in the spirit of free radio.
And here I am, 50 years later. It's Seldom Heard Radio with DJ Frederick. Something brand new from the third album of the band Heron and Crane. That's On Fossil Beach from their LP Nestings. Well, Seldom Heard Radio is back for a few programs here in 2024 and 2025. I'm celebrating 25 years on the airwaves at WSCS. Yep, that's us, classical, WSCS.org, or on your old-fashioned radio, 90.9 FM in the Kearsarge Sunapee region. And very much like Radio Thrift Shop, Seldom Heard Radio is all about digging into the crates and seeing what we find. All right, let's listen to some tunes. Let's drop the needle. Thank you.
We'll be right back. Almost lost his left arm in a terrible car accident. He got his priorities in order real quick. You're on the Soundbeat. After the 1948 accident, one that would keep him in the hospital for almost a year, doctors nearly amputated Les Paul's left arm. Good thing he got a second opinion. That doctor said, "He's not driving a hay rack. He's a great guitarist. We're going to save it if we can." And save it they did, with only one catch. Whatever angle they set his arm, it would remain that way permanently. In true rock and roll fashion, Paul asked them to set it at just below a right angle, so he could keep on playing guitar. You've been listening to Les and his wife Mary Ford from 1951. How'd Paul influence a mop-topped group of musicians from Liverpool, England? Find out at soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.
And I'm DJ Frederick here at WSCS 90.9 FM in New London every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight Eastern Time. Well, Seldom Heard Radio is music and culture in the spirit of free radio. And I just wanted to share with you some of the loggings from Pirate Radio, aka Free Radio on Shortwave, which are all clandestine, not sanctioned by the Federal Communications Commission. All right, so looking at recent loggings, we have the Voice of Independent Republic of Indian Stream, which was broadcast on 6938 kHz in upper sideband, playing some interesting music somehow related to the Indian Stream Republic of Pittsburgh, New Hampshire from back in the 19th century. Yeah, it doesn't get any more unusual than that. Well, sometimes it does. We have WMOS, Women's Music on Shortwave, that's been broadcasting basically music by women, which is awesome to hear on the Pirate Shortwave frequencies. Two Dog Radio, playing some rock music with Spanish announcer. And that's been on 6935 kHz upper side band. And WXQR has been broadcasting on 6970 kHz on the upper side band with some classical music. Really nice to hear some classical tunes on shortwave. And here's an interesting one. The Three Blind Mice Radio, playing some electronic dance music. You just never know what you're going to hear on shortwave. But the best time to tune into pirate broadcasts is evenings. Mostly weekend evenings, but any evening. Usually from, oh, I don't know, say 3 p.m. until 11 p.m. midnight local time, wherever you are in the United States. Always a good time to listen. Anytime is a good time to listen to shortwave.
Thank you.
Joe Pass and Crew from the Sounds of Synanon LP, released back in 1962. Wow, a tune called Self-Image. Before that, we heard Grant Green and Ease Back, very, very mellow rendition of Ease Back. And we started off with a forgotten 45, Mason and Dixon, and I Don't Want to Cry. Well, I don't want to cry, I just want to be a DJ. It's Seldom Heard Radio with DJ Frederick on WSCS. And I'll be back with some more tunes after Science in the Sea.
Exploring Science in the Sea. When you build a house, it affects the surrounding ecosystem. The same thing applies to houses built by fiddler crabs and salt marshes. Their burrows can help or hinder the surrounding plants, affect the flow of water, and perhaps cause the marsh to send more greenhouse gases into the air. Thanks to all of that, fiddlers are sometimes described as eco-engineers. Fiddler crabs are only about an inch across. They're found in salt marshes all along the coast. They dig burrows that can be long and deep. The burrows protect the crabs from predators and the environment. They also give the crabs a place to mate. In fact, the quality of a burrow plays a role in a female's pick of a partner. The burrows pass below the marsh grasses. They can form networks that allow water and nutrients to flow through the marsh. They can aerate the soil, increasing the growth of the grass, something that can boost the discharge of greenhouse gases from microbes in the soil. But if the burrows are too extensive, they can damage root systems, slowing growth. A recent study simulated these effects with computers. The work showed that a lot of their impact may depend on the details of the burrows themselves, their depth and shape, the number of entrances, and more. Burrows that are deeper and have more doors may increase the exchange of water between aquifers and the surface, for example, changing the ecosystems around these small but abundant houses. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas and is on the web at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Seldom Heard Radio, the place seldom heard tune, the place seldom heard tune, the place seldom heard tune.
Oh, this seldom heard tune is a treat. Mother Brain Tree, Let Me Stay Beside You.
Thank you.
think it's gonna last. Well, you wouldn't even know a diamond if you held it in your hand. The things you think are precious, I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up your tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years, stowing away?
Time I've known you, I still don't know what you mean. The weekend at the college didn't turn out like you planned. The things that pass for knowledge, I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time?